So the campaign is on.
I went in without an opponent for the first time I ran for the legislature.
You didn't have an opponent, and you were just...
I went in.
Right.
Not very many guys go in without an opponent for the first time, but it wasn't because I was such a great candidate. I was just a little bit smarter than some of the rest of them, I think.
And this is at a time when, of course, Oklahoma is very Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
And here you come in representing
we
this...
We had been represented by a Democrat in the legislature for years. We had a Democrat senator, Frank Mahan from Lower Fairfax. Of course, that's a four-year term in the Senate. So I went down there. Lo and behold, a young redhead from Tulsa, a county attorney, and I was a county attorney here, and we worked together on several cases, and we got along fine.
Who was that redhead?
Howard Edmondson.
Officially, J. Howard Edmondson.
Yeah.
You were elected first in 56, then you were reelected in 58, yeah, which was the perigee of Republican circumstances, because Howard Edmondson had been elected almost 4-1 for governor.
That's right.
And there were only 9 Republicans in the House, as I recall, and 3 in the Senate. At that time, Howard came in with all those reforms. He came in with repeal of prohibition and trying to get reapportionment and merit system and central purchasing and all those things. You wound up in a rather unusual position with about 8% of the House vote. You were the fulcrum. Because you could swing those 9 votes together, you guys made the difference one way or the other.
Well,
tell us about that.
The Democrats in the legislature split right down the middle, the old guard and the new guard. The new guard was Edmondson people, the old guard being rural Oklahomans. We were very, very, very malapportioned in those days. 9% of the voting population of Oklahoma elected a majority of both houses of the legislature. And you can imagine how that was. Well, the old guard, they weren't going to give that up very easy. And of course, one of the great, great members of the old guard was Frank Mahan, my senator. This was my second term. I'd been to see Howard, and I went by his house on a Saturday morning, and he was still shaving when I got there. And I said, I want you to know that I like your program. Whatever support I can give you, I'll sure do it. He said, thanks. It ends up there were 9 Republicans on the North Isle. We had 120 House members in, and all the rest of the House, they were all Democrats. And half of them were against the governor, and half of them were for the governor. All the things he stood for, the prairie fire, they called it, I thought, where have I seen all those things before? I went to start digging at home, and I found the Republican platform, which had been adopted at the last Republican convention. And right down the line, everything that he was for, the Republican convention had adopted as a platform. So I thought, I'll bet you if this thing splits like it looks it's going to, our 9 votes will be very important votes. So I got my boys together, and as Democrats always said, I had a caucus in a phone booth up there. I told them, I said, listen, we can really be a help to the state of Oklahoma. I want to go over the governor's program and the Republicans' platform. It's the same thing, even down to reapportionment. I said, if we can deliver 9 votes for the governor's program, we can pass the governor's program. And we will be in a very, very advantageous position, party-wise. There were a couple of 3 country boys that kind of groused about it a little bit, but they soon saw what would be good for the Oklahoma people, good for the Republican Party, and good for us members of the legislature. So I went to the floor leader and I said, how you coming on the, well, we got trouble with the merit system and we got trouble with submitting reapportionment. We got trouble with central purchasing. I mean, it just locked up. Just 2 or 3 votes separated him, but they didn't have enough to pass the darn bill. So I went to see the speaker, who's Clint Livingston. He's from down at Marietta, and he's a good guy. I said, you know, you need to tell the governor that he has 9 votes for his program. He says, what do you mean? And I told him, I said, well, my men are locked up for him. And the first thing you know, I get a call from the governor's office, and he said, I have a daily meeting of my legislative leaders in my office. He said, can you be here at 10 in the morning? And then we meet every Tuesday morning from now on, and we'd like for you to be part of it. I told him, yeah, that's fine. So I was down there, and I was on his legislative team down there, but I was a floor leader for the Republican Party. It soon developed that the old guard, as they were called, they'd try everything in the world to kill Howard's program. And my 9 votes was always enough to bring Howard's support up above what they had against it.
The old guard made up of Democrats?
Yeah.
They were against their own.
Oh, yeah. They were against the governor.
Who was a Democrat. We just point that out again.
Yeah.
And here you had the foresight then to say, no, we believe in his reforms. We believe what he's doing.
I was about as lucky as I was when Bill Nunn just called me.
To interject, most of the old guard had supported Bill Atkinson. He was the multimillionaire builder of Midwest City, and he was the candidate of the old guard, the stand pat, I'm not going to mess up your playpen type of guy. And Edmondson upset him. When he upset him, he swept in a number of people who were his people, but there were still, as Denny says, the old guard, which was far, far, far overrepresented in the legislature, proportionate to the number of people they had. They were against all these reforms. I mean, they didn't want to mess with merit system. They didn't want to mess with central purchasing.
They didn't want to make any change.
Yeah.
They had things in their hand, and they wanted to keep them.
Including a lot of money.
Yeah. Back in those days, those people in that old guard, they took money. I'm sure of that. They took money.
For votes?
Yep. And his dad.
Jenks' father.
Yeah. Jenk and Lloyd Jones Sr. was appointed on the Highway Commission. And I was thrilled to death because I always thought Jenk Jones was the tops.
Yeah.
But the old guard senators blocked it.
They blocked it. And, I mean, we kept in there. We fought him and fought him and fought him, but we couldn't get him approved. So he was not confirmed. And finally, Harold Stewart was confirmed